Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the ultimate seller tool. And speaking of tools, here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. We just can't wait to hear from you at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
And Griff, while we're waiting for those phone calls, if you would go to page 11 of the stuff we sent you.
Ooh, you mean I have to thumb through these pages?
There's something very interesting.
Oh,
it's called
fingers.
8 Shipping Myths Debunked.
Mm.
And it was an article in eBay for Business written by Anthony Payne.
Just the way you said that is compelling me to read it.
And I thought that we would do this, and if anyone call, we'll stop down, take the call, and then go back to this. So feel free to call 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. So, Griff, as an eBay seller, you know you've got to develop a good business sense and specialized knowledge in your product categories, right? You sell men's shirts, you sell cologne. You got to know a little something about those
things.
Shipping is an equally important part of your success. I mean, Griff, you do not ship a cologne bottle the same way you ship a shirt.
No, they're very different packing, yes.
Are you doing everything you can to get the most out of how you ship?
Yes.
Shipping smarter can save you time and money as well as earn you repeat customers. So you don't want to let any of these 8 common shipping misconceptions hold your business back. I'll read the first myth. My buyers don't care what it looks like, Griff. I'm just going to ship it off in this pizza box. They just don't care what it looks like when it arrives.
Not true.
Package is just not important.
No, this is not the trick. I'm telling you, this is, your packaging is the first thing a buyer sees when the order arrives. You gotta make it, that first impression a good one. And if you're that much closer to turning that buyer into a repeat customer, that impression has to be a good impression. According to Shopify, 52% of consumers are likely to make repeat purchases from online merchants who deliver premium packaging. So don't ship in old pizza boxes. Or an envelope that's already traveled back and forth across the country. Buyers love the colorful flair of eBay-branded shipping supplies, and if you're a store subscriber, you already know you get a quarterly coupon for them. I still pack my shirts the way that I've been doing for the last 5 years, it's almost 6 years. They're folded very carefully with tissue inside the shirt, clean white wrapping tissue, so it gives it some body, just like when you buy a new shirt. They're tacked down with plastic stays. They're slipped into a plastic sealer envelope, and you can see the shirt. And then the packing slip goes in that. And then I wrap them in this dark gray tissue with very carefully with a raffia ribbon that goes both ways, and then it has a bow. And they go into a poly mailer that has 2 closures. And this is important. I don't mean to hijack the thing, but I get a lot of these. There are a lot of people shipping in polyvinyl mailers that have only one way to open it or none. So there's no pull to open it. And that means somebody has to go get a knife or scissors or something.
It drives me crazy. And sometimes you can hurt whatever's in there. I don't even remember sometimes what's in the package because I've ordered 6 or 7 things that week, right?
Right.
I don't know if it's some sort of handkerchief I bought that I could be cutting into.
Exactly.
So the myth is my buyers don't care what it looks like. They do care what your packaging looks like.
Right. And that it's easy to open.
Okay. Here's myth number 2.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ship to APOs and FPOs. It's too hard. Those military people can just pound sand.
Right. Their money's no good.
I'm not going to ship. It's too hard.
Ugh. Well, the Army Post Office, that's APO, and Fleet Post Office, that's FPO addresses, are technically U.S. addresses. So shipping to military members and their families overseas is a very straightforward process. Addressing and paying for the postage is just like a domestic shipment. eBay Labels Printflow automatically fills in the APO, FPO addresses. The one difference you'll face when you ship to APOs and FPOs,
what's that?
You'll probably have to fill out a customs form. Fill out and print the United States Post Office Form 2976, then ship the order as you normally would.
Okay, so it's easy. An address is an address. I happen to know this because I was married to military guys, and you got to send them mail when they're overseas.
Yeah, and I'm always shocked at people who say, I won't ship here or there. And I said, well, why? Are you not interested in selling? I mean, I will ship anywhere.
So
with the global shipping program, it's easy.
So we are reading an article by Anthony Payne in eBay for Business called Eight Shipping Myths Debunked. So here's the third myth.
Yes.
International shipping is not worth it, Griff. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do GSP or anything because it's just a pain in the neck to ship internationally, so I'm not going to do it.
Well, and you have that option. Good luck. The exports business is a whopping $3 billion industry. While shipping abroad used to require a lot of time and energy, I remember that, the Global Shipping Program, or GSP for short, takes the complexity out of getting your items to buyers across international borders. It can also grow your sales up to 15%, and that's based on our own data, watching sellers who do and don't use the Global Shipping Program. With GSP, selling around the world is as simple as selling around the block. And it gives you access to 68 million global eBay customers.
Customers. You hear this?
With
money. Hear what I'm doing here?
No, what's that?
This is myth number four.
What?
If it fits, it ships. I'm going to just cram this into this. Just cram this thing right into this. And because if it fits, naturally it ships.
Right.
If it fits, it ships.
Right. And it defined fits. Because that could be the slogan for USPS Priority Mail Flat Rate Program, but the truth is more like if it fits naturally, it ships. As explained by the Houston Chronicle, which quotes, the contents of the flat rate package must fit within the mailing box or envelope you select. This rule effectively prohibits overstuffed packages with flaps that will not meet or lie smooth. The rule also negates creative solutions such as taping two flat rate boxes together to accommodate an oversized item. Break this rule, and a flat rate package just might get sent right back to you.
Yep. Okay.
Plus, what if it's not a safe packing, and it gets damaged because you didn't pack it safely, you packed it cheaply? You don't want that to happen.
Here's myth number five. Griff, I do not need a scale. Why should I get a scale? I'll just, take it to the post office and mail it.
Well, because you eat for three, so you do need a scale. So you can watch your life fall away from you. This shipping with accurate weights can save you money and ensure your orders get to your buyers as fast as possible. Now, as of August 2017, USPS now identifies underpaid packages, notifies the sender, and automatically deducts the amount of underpaid postage, ensuring prompt delivery and better service for everyone involved. Even better, overpaid postage is also now automatically credited back to the sender's balance, meaning sellers won't overpay for postage. Oh, by the way, did you check eBay for a postal scale? Because that's where I bought mine.
Yeah. So a postal scale is important. Good grief. You've got to ship with accurate weights. It can save you money.
I have one in every room. I'm just that obsessive.
Here's myth number six. Regional rate shipping is too complicated. Boy, this one comes from the heart with me. Regional rate shipping is just too complicated. I'm not going to use it. It's too complicated.
Well, I don't see why. It's just an option. USPS Priority Mail regional rate boxes combine the speed and convenience of Priority Mail shipping with zone pricing to reduce costs. Instead of charging you one rate no matter the distance, regional rates will vary by zone. The closer your buyer, the lower the cost. And I'll tell you where they really come in handy. If you're shipping items that weigh more than 3 or 4 pounds, and the person's not that far away, when you do the price comparison while printing on an eBay label, there's one that's compare services, the options. Lots of times in that situation where the item weighs a lot but is small enough, like let's say you had a box of lead weight, it may make more sense to either ship it USPS medium flat rate priority or regional, depending on what's least expensive. And the compare feature will let you do
that
pretty quickly.
And you owe it to your bottom line to check it out.
Of course you do.
Because you're going to save some money once in a while.
Of course you are.
Okay, here's myth number seven. I have to go to the post office every day. It's driving me crazy. Every day I have to shut everything down and go to the post office.
No, you don't.
If I want to sell on eBay, I have to go to the post office every day.
Now, excluding those who live, have very unusual living situations, like our friend in New Mexico, Gina Souls, right? Is it Gina Souls? Classy Souls, I mean?
Classy Souls.
Lives in the middle of nowhere somewhere. The nearest post office is like 100 miles away. So, and they don't pick up.
She just goes three times a week because of that.
But not, that's the exception, not the rule. You've just got one, if you have even just one outgoing priority mail or first class package, you can schedule a free pickup from your home or office through USPS.
All you have to do is go up there and do it.
Right.
And they'll come and pick it up. You don't have to go to the post office every day.
Now, the free pickup is not scheduled. So it's anytime that day they'll come and pick it up. If you want an actual time schedule, it is $25. But who needs the time schedule? If you're there working all day on your eBay business, anyway.
Pick it up anytime this afternoon. Be fine with me.
Right.
Okay, myth number eight. This is the last one. The reason that I am so uptight, Griff, is because I have to have a postal worker scan every single package, and I've got to stand there and make sure that somebody who works for the postal service can scan every package.
Yeah, that's a big one, isn't it?
Can you answer this myth when we come back?
I'd be happy to, darling.
Thank you.
Well, this segment, as it is... Oh, I've lost my page now. Anyway, it's Barbara, you buy something, and we'll be back after this. It's eBay Radio's
with something
Aspen.
Else.
When it comes to listing an item on eBay, it literally pays to know what you've got and what it's worth. Knowledge isn't just power, it's profit. That's why you need WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the largest online resource for researching and valuing antiques, art, and collectibles. Their huge database goes back 10 years and includes more than 300 million items and images complete with realized prices. That means how much each item actually sold for, and that's just for starters. WorthPoint also offers a detailed catalog of makers' marks, patterns, autographs, and other identifiers. Plus, you get access to their extensive library of reference books and price guides. And thanks to their free mobile app for iOS and Android, you can carry the power of WorthPoint right in your pocket wherever your sourcing travels take you. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
As an eBay seller, you have plenty of choices when it comes to shipping software. But only one shipping software fits in your pocket, and that's ShipStation. ShipStation Mobile, free for iOS and Android devices, lets you get ship done anytime, anywhere. You can update orders and create shipping labels right from your smartphone, even handle returns. But that's not all. With ShipStation Mobile, you can actually print those labels via wireless from wherever you happen to be. So when you get home, all you have to do is slap them on your packages. But one thing you don't have to print out is a scan form. ShipStation Mobile takes care of that right in the app, generating a barcode for your carrier to scan at pickup and saving you paper. That's just how ShipStation rolls, wherever you are, however you ship. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com, that's ShipStation.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 437.
The time you spend on social media should not be wasted. Kathy Terrell is known on eBay as top-rated seller NYC Fitness Family Finds. Here's her suggestion if you only have 10 minutes to spend on social media.
What you really want to laser focus on is where are your shoppers? You may enjoy social media A, but your shoppers are on social media B. You need to think about who shops with you. And if you're a variety seller, think about your main category and the main people that are shopping with you. What characteristics do they have?
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show whose inventory is never a stockout. Give us a call. It's the least you could do. 888-RADIO-30. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
Today's closing segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. So we had our last myth.
Yes, and the last myth was, oh my gosh, I'm just sick and tired. I have to have a postal worker scan every package. I have to stand over them. It's a real pain in the neck, Griff.
So if you're doing a regular business and you still want to bring them into the post office when you have your packages, print the labels in bulk using eBay. And then also when you print them in bulk, you're given the option to print out a scan sheet. That's one sheet for no matter how many packages, how many labels you printed, that you hand to the clerk and or the driver, and they really appreciate it. They only have to do one scan. So print those scan sheets out. Make your life easier.
And how do you get them again?
When you're in, if you select in my, and when you're in Seller Hub on your orders page, okay, and you're going to print out labels, if you select more than one listing, check the box for one listing, and then select the option above the column for print shipping labels, it will default to the bulk label flow where you can change data for each one if you have to. It looks like, it's kind of like the bulk editor, but it's a bulk label mm-hmm. printer. And you can also opt in to, when you're in that flow, it'll say, do you want to print a scan sheet? Say yes, print out the scan sheet. Then when you take all those boxes either to the post office, if you're still doing that, or they're being picked up, when you go to drop them off, you can hand the scan sheet to the clerk and say, here, can you scan this? It's all the boxes, all the parcels. And you've got one scan and everything is uploaded and entered.
Excellent.
So that's a really important option. And I talked to sellers who weren't aware of this, and most of them will say, oh, that's a great idea. And then I'll talk to some sellers, and this is a bone of contention. They'll say, oh, I can't do that. That's not how I operate. I talked to one seller who said, I can't because I make sales all day and I print the label right away because I know it makes the buyer happy. So I can't print them in bulk. I print them in real time. And I said, well, that's noble, but is it that important? Do you actually think that buyers are making the decision to purchase from you because you're going to print their label within an hour or within minutes? Why can't you just wait till the end of the day or close to the end of the day? And then for that day's business, print everything out in bulk and have it ready to go the next day if it's one day handling, for pickup. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer to me, and I'm skeptical that this is making any difference in your business. You're printing your label out. So, within a matter of minutes. Yeah, your buyer after the fact may say, oh, thanks. Great. But is that super important for making sales? I'm sorry. I don't believe it's true. I think this is a point where you want to be efficient for your own business and print all your labels in one batch so you can hand a scan sheet to the driver or to the USPS clerk.
Thank you, Griff. Yep. Now go forth and ship, everyone.
Go forth and ship.
Griff, I want to not do the first one that's on our upcoming events because I think there's been a mistake about it. So
really?
Yeah, I want to ask what this is all about first. Okay.
You mean the February 22nd?
Well, just so you don't know. Yeah, just so everyone knows that's listening. We read upcoming events on here, but they've got to be seller meetup events pretty much. They can't be somebody's online seminar or somebody's book that, you know what I mean? I mean,
Yeah,
so we're going to leave that one off for now until I figure out what's going
okay.
on with that.
Yeah, that could be a different type
so
of event.
So why don't you read the next one?
Well, the next one happens, this is the Massachusetts eBay e-commerce online sellers group meetup. I think this is a new group, at least in our universe.
Yes.
So they're meeting on February 22nd from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m.
Where?
At the Harmon Golf and Fitness Club in Rockland, Massachusetts.
What's the topic?
Don't panic. Know your numbers. 1099-K tax info update. The speaker will be Rob Hyland. He's a CPA, don't you know? He's Mr. Fancy Pants with the CPA.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner and drinks are available from the cafe and bar. Don't be there. Don't be late. Show up. Don't stop at the Packy on your way there or we'll be wicked pissed.
February 27th, Heart of Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup is happening at the Wilmina Baptist Church in Ocala, Florida. And that's going on from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. again on Tuesday, the 27th. Mm-hmm. The topic, free USPS workshop, shipping eBay items for beginners. The presenter is Dana Crawford, CEO, Power Selling Mom, Inc., and top-rated seller Dana. Everyone who registers will receive a recorded copy of the presentation. Please bring canned goods for firststepfoodbank.org.
Oh, how nice, yes. And then on Tuesday, February 27th, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., the Bay Area eBay Sellers Group Meetup will happen. Yes, it's going to happen at eBay headquarters here in San Jose and Building 5 on the first floor in the Pioneer Square meeting room. And the topics will be best practices for your growth in 2018.
And you give them things to eat, too. You go to Costco and buy stuff.
I buy Nosh. I buy the beverages. I drag out things from my eBay on a collection to raffle away. I give.
So this would be a good thing to do 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday, February 27th.
That's right.
Then on February 28th, the Heart of Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup is happening. They're going to be at the USPS sorting facility in Gainesville, Florida, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is exciting, Griff. Free eBay USPS workshop. Learn to sell on eBay and ship with USPS. Dana Crawford's going to be the speaker. And the presentation is for beginners. Feel free to bring a friend and or a beverage. Snacks will be provided.
Well, that was fun. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. We will see you on Tuesday, February 27th at the eBay Radio Show from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. See you then. Bye.
You remember starting small and working to build up your business? Bulk remembers too. The entrepreneurs who created Bulk started in 2004 selling liquidation inventory out of their garage. But there was no easy way to pay or ship the goods. Minimum quantities were too big, and there was no guarantee of what they'd receive. Bulk solved these challenges with the goal of helping you grow your business, no matter the size. Bulk offers you liquidation goods across dozens of categories by the pallet or case, sorted by condition. Bulk ships right to your doorstep for one flat rate, complete with an itemized and verified manifest. Cases start at just $100, and you can pay via PayPal, PayPal credit, or credit card with just one click. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
We're always on the lookout for interesting and relevant eBay Radio guests who can help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with your fellow sellers, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com, click on past episodes to get to the archives, then click on Be a Guest at the top of any archives page and fill out the web form. We'll get back to you ASAP and maybe see you on the radio soon.